the Second Amendment Tuesday discussion, yeah, it kind of began already, but no, here comes Penny Dean, the foremost authority on issues of Second Amendments here in the Granite State.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Bulldog Live here on The Pulse. 1-866-823-1077 with Second Amendment Tuesdays and attorney Penny Dean. Call in with your questions, participate, and boy, do we have a lot to get to today, as if we haven't already gotten a head start. Penny, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Whew, that was a nice conversation with Bob Clegg I had about that Stand Your Ground bill that was vetoed, and of which Attorney General Kelly Ayotte's role in having that defeated.
Basically, she and the chief of police told the governor what to do, and he said, oh, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
That's basically what happened. Not that he's ever been pro-firearm to begin with. But, you know, and I happened to catch your portion with Senator Clegg, which was quite good. But I would like to correct one major thing that Senator Clegg said.
Okay.
He said that when HB 160 passed, which is a brandishing bill, he said, oh, everybody's all safe here in New Hampshire now. I couldn't disagree more strongly with him. I'm advising all my clients. It was Representative's bill that passed, a brandishing bill. And basically, Goin H asked him to strengthen the bill so it would be worthwhile. And you know what Representative Welch basically and the others basically said, and I paraphrase their words? Oh, the chiefs of police won't agree to this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, I remember now our discussions during the legislative session when this was going on, when you were asking for these particular amendments to this bill. Yes.
Absolutely, and they disagreed with them. They wouldn't allow them because the chiefs of police wouldn't agree to them. Why? Because they said, well, that would take away our discretion on whether or not to prosecute people. And so here's what I can tell people in the strongest possible language. I disagree with Senator Clegg, and I'm telling people that absolutely you can expect to be prosecuted. Oh, you can raise this as an affirmative defense at trial, but you still can be prosecuted, I believe, the way the law is, because it's not strong enough. I think there's a chance, depending on who the county attorney is.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I think you can expect to go to trial and spend a lot of money. So do not, I don't think listeners should believe that there is a shield there that Senator Clegg believes is there. I do not believe it's there at all.
Okay, because the fact is, from what you're telling me, is you could still get arrested and charged and have to defend yourself. Yeah, you might be able to prevail in the courtroom, but what's it going to cost you?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I do not believe this law's language is strong enough. If it turns out all the prosecutors in the state disagree with me, I'll be so thrilled to be wrong. But I just don't think that's going to happen. You know, so
in this case, let's hope you are wrong.
I absolutely hope I'm wrong. But I can tell you that me and several other pro-firearm people, you know, fought tooth and nail to have stronger language put in it. And we didn't do that because we were bored that day.
Well, you know what? There's always next session.
That's exactly right.
With a different crop of legislators, I hope.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for. And the other thing I wanted to get to is last session, I told you that I wrote for this particular Citizens Network that you were talking about, and I always
yes.
confuse the names, and I just wanted to tell people, I don't write for the specific one you were talking about. I write for the Armed Citizens Network, and I always confuse the two, so I just don't want people to, you know, think that I wrote for the wrong one, if you will, or the right one.
Well, very good. Well, if anybody went to the Second Amendment Tuesdays page on BrianTilton.com last week, they would have seen that I made that correction for you online.
Oh, thank
so.
You, because, you know, yes. I always am transposing names.
You know, I can't say I haven't made those mistakes once or twice.
I hate it because there's so many pro-firearm groups out there with very similar names that I sometimes confuse them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. I can understand. That's easy.
Yay. So I'm glad you were ahead of me and you corrected me. Now, do you want to talk about women shooting or the mean Farmington chief first?
Ladies first.
Oh, ladies first. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I would like to tell all the ladies about. The NRA has a program, a shooting program. It's called Women on Target, and it is the best program the NRA has ever come out with. And basically, they hold them at Pelham Fish and Game. The next particular one is September 18th, which is a Saturday.
By the way, they're a great organization.
Oh, my God. And Women on Target is the best program that a person could ever ask for.
Okay.
What it does, now, it's the one that's held at, like I said, Pelham Fish and Game in Pelham, New Hampshire. It's going to be on September 18th this year with a rain date of September 19th. And the person to contact is Denise Bergeron at 635-8311. And I'll email you her contact information as well, so maybe you can put it on your website for your listeners.
I will do that.
And basically, you have to pre-register. Students are $20, and everyone else is $30. And it's an 8 to 4 class, or 8 to 5 class. I forget how long it runs. You're going to shoot more than that in ammunition, okay?
Who supplies the ammo? They do?
They supply everything. Here's all you have to do.
Even the firearms?
Everything.
Ooh.
Everything. This is for women only. So,
okay.
Guys, sorry about your luck. This is for women only. If you have wives, girlfriends, mothers, grandmothers, we've had 80 and 90-year-old women go through the course, have
good.
The time of their life. We've had kids go through the course with their mothers, with their parents, have the time of their life.
How young are kids?
10? As young as you want. When I was 5, okay. I was shooting a rifle.
All right.
You know, so it's up to each parent to make that decision because the parents have to sign and agree. You know, so if you have a... You know, it depends on the maturity level. Some 20-year-olds aren't ready. You know, some 4-year-olds
yeah.
are. It depends on the individual, their physical capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no limit. And here's the way it works. You literally only bring your body there. You get the greatest goodie bag from Women on Target with a visor and all sorts of ear protection and eye protection, everything you could imagine. Okay?
Mm.
And all the ammo is supplied. All the guns are supplied. Lunch with dessert, I might add, the most wonderful lunch you could ever imagine is supplied. Beverages are supplied. You literally bring your body.
For $30?
Yes, for $30. $20 for students.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and trust me, everyone in the program, for example, gun owners in New Hampshire and Pelham subsidize this program because it costs way more than that per person. Shoot up that much in ammo.
Oh, I believe that. Holy
well, yeah,
cow.
The price of ammo is outrageous.
Well, you know, I've seen these folks before. They are good people there at the Pelham Fish and Game Club. And I think they're the largest one in the state, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
on 300 and some acres, thousands, more than 1,000 members. It's just a fabulous place. And all of us volunteer instructors. For example, I'm a volunteer. I do the legal part, and I do the pistol instruction, you know, or I do whatever the person in charge, Denise, says you do this today or that today. So in other words, I instruct like everyone else wherever we're directed to.
Hmm.
And so we have trap instructors there. They shoot trap, they shoot rifles, they shoot handguns. They go in stages around in groups, and they shoot for each group for a set period of time. But I've never had anyone other than the people always say, God, we want more time with pistols. They really, the women in general, love pistols. And I bring out, I bring tables full of my gear to let women try on holsters because holsters are a very personalized thing, right?
We've talked about this before,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so they try on holsters. They get to try on purses. They get to see, you know, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. We have a variety of rifles, a variety of handguns. I just can't say enough good about the program, but here's the thing. If you're a guy and you want your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your daughter to learn to shoot, maybe you don't have the time or patience or whatever, this will be an 100% women-only class. Now, there's male instructors, you know, but there's women and men instructors. But it is a women-only class. They walk away. I've never had a woman that doesn't walk away say, going, oh, my God, this was just like the best time of my life.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is coming up September 18th. Where do people sign up for this?
They sign up at the phone number I gave you, which is 635-8311,
mm-hmm.
or they go to pelhamfishandgame.org, and they go to the grid and go to that date for Women on Target, and I'm going to email you Denise Bergeron, which is db03076@aol.com, her email, and that's where they sign up and pay their deposit. And the bottom line is I've never – ever had a woman just not absolutely love it.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds good. All right. Well, yeah. Penny, let's take that time out right now, and then we'll come back and talk about the big old bad police chief that you're going to talk about next. Here on Bulldog Live, Second Amendment Tuesdays on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.